be on the record. A few Ha'ara somethings that we discussed last time, and then we'll go on to the new topic. Yisrael just pointed out to me that the Ramban and the Minyan Mitzvahs includes Gerut Hoshav being the Mitzvah L'Achiyosav, a Gerut Hoshav in his Minyan and Mitzvahs. So it does seem from there in the Gemara is that the Mitzvah L'Achiyosav, that the imperative of Pikuach Nefesh may apply to a Gerut Hoshav as well. As far as the question that Avi asked yesterday, Rabbi Vadi has the following in Yabiyom Rechelag Yud, Orachayim Simen Nun Dalit Oz Tezayin. Again, Chelag Yud of Yabiyomer, Orachayim Simen Nun Dalit, Simen 54, Oz Tezayin. That Simen is a series of Asagos on a Sefer entitled Mayim Rabbi, written by Rabbi Yosef Misas. So apparently, the author of that Sefer suggested that it should be mutter to be Mechal Shabbos and Iker Hadin for any. Sorry, it should be mutter to be mechal Shabbos for pikuach nefesh, neker adin for any mechal Shabbos but for hesya, because we should be choshesh that maybe he was maharher b'tshuva, maybe he sins did tshuva, and safek pikuach nefesh is lakula. So anytime you have a mechal Shabbos, unlike the Pilgadim and the Mishabrua, the quote of the by a mumber lahachis, remember the Chal Shabbos, you wouldn't have the heter of Pikuach Nefesh. So the Mechaber of the Sefer suggested maybe we should be Choshesh that he was Mahar B'tshuva and Safik Pikuach Nefesh Lekula. So Bavadia points out, after all, don't we say the Mishnah Kedushin is Kachali Amanas Chenitzad Yechoshin the Kedushin? So maybe we should be Choshesh that he was Mahar B'tshuva. So Bavadia responds, that's not correct. That if that was the case, then the din is that if you're Mekadesh, a woman, in front of Edom Psulim, the Kedushin is meaningless. So maybe we should be Choshesh that the Edom are Mahar B'tshuva at the time of the Kedushin, and then we should be Choshesh for any Kedushin even done in the presence of Edom Psulim. So that's not the case. So we're not Choshesh that, we're not Choshesh under every circumstance that he was Mahar B'tshuva. And of course, other rayas to support this as well.
Isn't like, by Pikuach Nefesh situation you have, because you're saying you go to Hakko because it's a Pikuach Nefesh situation, but by Kedushin you wouldn't have that, same situation.
It's a Rechoshesh Minas Rechoshesh Ish. So the point is that Ravadi's point is that you don't create any Safi Koldehu to say that you're make of every Safi can be Pikuach Nefesh. You don't find in Halacha that we're concerned. If you have, there's a status of Mechal Shabbos, so we don't find in Halacha that we're concerned every time we encounter Mechal Shabbos in any area of Halacha that we should be choshesh maybe with Mahar B'tshuva.
Not every
Kedushin,
just
Mechal Shabbos. Right. Okay, so he doesn't is not concerned about that. Okay. So Rav Moshe has the following shuvah, Chelag Dalet Igros Moshe Simen Pei, Chelag Dalet Arachayim Simen Pei. Rav Moshe deals with the following situation. So he notes this shuvah was written in the late 1970s. He notes the recent establishment of certain Hatzalah organizations that serve an important purpose. So he writes that as far as operating Hatzalah ambulances on Shabbos, theoretically, it would be possible to have non-Jewish drivers drive for you. So if you need to make a call, you pick up your, or you have a guy next door who's going to do the driving for you. So theoretically, that would be ideal. But practically speaking, that's usually impossible. And it's going to lead to some inferior care. So as a practical matter, that's not really going to happen. But the question is, is there a license for someone to return to his home on Shabbos after performing whatever Hatzalah function he performed? It's in a situation where you know that there is no need for your services again. There's in most situations of Hatzalah, so the ambulance makes a call, goes to the hospital, and there's at least a reasonable possibility they may be called again sometime before the end of Shabbos. So if that's the consideration, then they'll be able to return because they may be called upon to perform another Hatzalah function. But theoretically, if you have someone who knows that they're not going to be called again for until the end of Shabbos, or you have a doctor, this is not where Moshe discusses that tshuva, but the same issue, you have a doctor who was called for a pikuach nefesh situation, is he allowed to return on Shabbos? Maybe there's a consideration that if we don't allow the Hatzalah professional or Hatzalah volunteer to return, then he's going to be more reluctant to engage in situations of pikuach nefesh in the future, knowing that he's going to be away from his family for the rest of Shabbos. So this issue hinges on a sugya in Erevin. The mission Erevin, Daf Mem Dalid Amud Beis, has the following. Misha Yatsa Vershus the Amrulo Kvarnasa Maisa. So a person left the Tchum on Shabbos. Vershus, what does it mean, Vershus? Rashi writes, Kagon Le'edis HaChodesh. So he left the Tchum in a situation where there was an imperative to leave the Tchum, either to say Eidus HaChodesh, oh, Lahatzul Menagayis, or to fend off the attackers, or there's a flood coming and they have to protect the city. Oh, chachma b'liyaled, or a midwife coming to assist in childbirth. So all these situations where Eidus HaChodesh and the other situations are of a pikuach nefesh component, where there was a need for services either to protect the city or to assist with a pikuach nefesh situation, and the person left the tchum birshus, and then he found out that his services were no longer needed. The Mishnah says, Yesh lo apayim ama l'chol ruach. So even though we should have said that once he left the tchum, he's only allowed to walk four amos in every direction, nevertheless, here we allow him 2,000 amos from wherever he is. And if he remained in the tchum, so it's like he never left the tchum, so then he's bound by the original tchum that he started with. And then the Mishnah says, Kol hayotzim lahatziel chozin lemekoman. Whoever goes out to perform a hatzalah function is allowed to return to his place. Okay, so the Mishnah seems to have a little bit of a tension. The Reish of the Mishnah says that the person who left Rishos and his services are no longer needed, he's allowed to walk 2,000 amos from wherever he is. So it sounds like he walked 2,000 amos, but if his home is more than 2,000 amos from where he is, he's not allowed to go back home. And the Seifa says, Kol yotzim lahasil chozim l'koman. The Seifa says, whoever goes out to perform a pikuach nefesh function on Shabbos is allowed to go back home. So it sounds like a steer between the Reisha and the Seifa. Are you only allowed 2,000 amos, or are you allowed to go back home? So the Gemara deals with this on Daf Mem Hei Amud Aleph. And the Gemara presents two different Yishuvim of the Amorim. First, the Gemara presents Amar of Yehuda, Amar Rav, who says, Shechozrin b'klei zena b'klei zayin l'mekoma. So, according to Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, the way the Gemara ends up, the din is that you're only allowed 2,000 amos. So what's the chiddush of the seifa? Kol yotzim lahatzil chozim l'mekoman. That means that in a situation in which you were traveling with your weapons because there's a war going on, you needed to fight, you needed to defend yourself, so then you're allowed to return home with those weapons. And the Gemara says there's a ma'isa shahaya. Originally, once the pikuach nefesh situation was over, they defended the city, the enemies went away, then they would leave their weapons wherever they were at the house closest to the wall and walk home unarmed. So once there's a Maisa Shahaya where they did this, and then they were attacked on the way back. So because of that, Chazal instituted that even though the danger seems to have passed, you can never know for sure. And if they traveled out to fight with their weapons, they're allowed to return with their weapons. But there's no allowance for traveling more than 2,000 amos from where they ended up. So that's Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. And then the Gemara presents a second approach of Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says, no, the Reish and the Sefer are talking about two different cases. Reish says you're only allowed to walk within 2,000 amos. That's where there's no more pikuach nefesh situation. And the seifa of Chozalim Koman, that's talking about a case of Nitzchu Umas Olam, that's talking about a case where there's a war and the non-Jews were victorious in this battle, and there's a ongoing pikuach nefesh situation that would allow them to return home even beyond 2,000 amos. Okay, so again, according to Rav Yehuda Merav, the difference between Reish and Seifa, everyone agrees under all circumstances you can only, absent a clear and present pikuach nefesh situation, you can only return, you can only travel within 2,000 amos, and the allowance of the Seifa is that you can even go back with your weapons, even if there's no pikuach nefesh situation right now. And according to the second approach in the Gemara, according to Rav Nachman Yitzchak, you're allowed to return even more than 2,000 amos where Nitzchu Umos Ha'olam. Okay. The Rush here in Siman Hey, this is the fourth paragraph of Erev in Siman Hey. The Rush says that we assume like both Tirutzim and the Gemara LaHalacha, and that's reflected in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tes Zayin Se'if Gimel. Siman Tav Zayin Sif Gimel, thank you, Judah. Siman Tav Zayin Sif Gimel. Machaber Paskins, this is in Hilfos Tachumin. Kol Yotzim Lahatzim Lefashas Yisrael Niyad of Dekachavim, Omen Anar, Omen Mapolis, if you have people going out to perform a pikuach nefesh function on Shabbos to ward off the enemies or to protect from a save people in an avalanche or in a flooding river. So they're allowed to walk 2,000 amos from wherever they ended up. But if the goyim of the upper hand, and they're afraid it's too dangerous to stay where they ended up, so then they're allowed to travel back home even beyond 2,000 amos, and they're even allowed to carry their weapons. Because even though the immediate danger seems to have passed, because of the Maisa Shahaya, we're worried that maybe they will need to defend themselves nevertheless. If there was a situation where they needed the weapons, even though at the moment it seems like the danger has passed, we're worried that maybe the danger will present itself again. Okay, that's the Maisa Shahaya of the Gemara in Erevin on Daf Mem Hei. Okay, so Pashab Shat, it seems like this whole sugya is talking about, the sugya is limited to the Isser Tchumin Derabanan, that where there were Yosei Latzalos Nefashos, the Din Derabanan of Alpayim Amma wasn't applied, since they went out for Shis, they went out to perform a Hatzalah function, so then they're allowed to walk 2,000 Amos. And if it's a Makam Sakana, if there's still, if there's a danger that they're afraid to stay where they ended up within 2,000 Amos because Yada Akum Tekifa, then they're allowed to even walk outside of 2,000 Amos. And then even though the Rimi Lanil, on the Rif here, Dafi Bezim and Aleph, Dibur Maskal Afilu B'Daraisa. So the Rimi Lanil, the Reni Onasan, Daf Yudezim and Aleph, Dibur Maskal Afilu B'Daraisa, he writes that we're even Matir carrying the weapons in Rishus Arabim. So it sounds like that's obviously an Issa D'Araisa. But the context there is where there's still a Sakana concern, that where we're still worried that there's a dangerous situation, so then, in order to be able to defend themselves, we're Matir the Issa Deraisa of Hartzah Birsha Sarabin. Okay. Now, where Moshe's Chiddush here is based on his understanding of what at first glance is a innocent comment to Tosas. Tosas writes here in the Afim Dal and Mabez, Kol hayotzin lahatzil chozin l'mkoma, that whoever goes out to perform a Hatzalah function is allowed to return to his place on Shabbos, the safe of the Mishnah. The Tosas writes the following, Hadlo chashiv leiv parakama de beitza, kavei hainach gimel dihitiru sofa mishum tchilasan. So the Gemara in Beitza, the Brisa there has a list of a few situations where Chazal were matir and iser on yontiv because of some broader consideration. He too himself in Mishum Tchilasan, there is a interest in having certain activities take place on yontiv, and Chazal were matir. Those are three cases of the Rabbanans. Chazal were matir certain isurim to encourage the performance of those things that we want to take place on yontiv. So, for example, the Gemara wants to encourage shkita on yontiv litzarech ochel nefesh. So the Gemara allows being shoteach, spreading out the skins of the animal on yontiv, even though that's an iser de Rabbanan, in order to facilitate the shkita on yontiv. Or the Gemara allows being maxer or retia b'mikdash, the Gemara allows being reapplying a bandage of medicine on it in order to facilitate the avoda. So there the Gemara has certain things that are hitiru sofa mishum tchilasan. We allow the violation of an iser, there is an iser d'rabbanan, in order to facilitate a broader objective. So isn't this also a case of hitiru sofa mishum tchilasan, that we allow the people to return on Shabbos in order to facilitate their going out in the first place? That if we wouldn't allow them to return on Shabbos, then they wouldn't go out to begin with. Tosa says, "Dizeino chiddush kolhanu srichi kedarin hasam." So Tosa says, in principle, this also should have been on the list of things that were hitiru sofa mishum tchilasan. And Tosa says that if you look in the list of the Gemara in Beitza, the Gemara there has the tzrichusa for all three of those cases, and this case of Erev and Dafam Dalid wouldn't fit into that tzrichusa. So there's no need for the Gemara there to mention it because there's no ad chiddush in this case. But in principle, this is a case of hitiru sofa mishum tchilasan. So Rav Moshe understood, based on this Tosfos, that the dispensation in the Sugya in Erevin applies even to Isure D'Oraisa, that we would allow the violation of an Isure D'Oraisa even absent a Sakana consideration because of Hitiru Sofa Mishum Tchilasa, meaning the following. We explained until now that the only reason that you're allowed to carry your weapons back is because there's a clear and present, or at least a significant danger of sakana. There's a significant sakana situation. You have to be able to defend yourself, and that's why you'd be able to carry back your weapons, even in a Rishis Arabim, even to violate Hotzah D'Oraisa, because there's a Pikuach Nefesh situation that would allow for it. Tosos, by invoking Hitiru Sofa Mishim Tchilasan, is saying no. That even absent a actual sakana pikuach nefesh situation now, there's still that allowance because of hitiru sofa mishum tchilasan. So there's still that allowance because if we didn't allow you to travel back on Shabbos, even in violation of an iser d'oraisa, then you would be reluctant to go out on this mission of hatzalas nefashos in the first place. Sammy.
Tosos is saying, just to recap what he said, it's in principle it should be on that list, but
right,
it's not because it's obvious.
Right. It's not because it doesn't fit into the local trichusas in that sugya and beitza. So Moshe understood, based on the Tosas and a parallel Rashba, the Rashba in the Sheath Mikabesis and Beis and Dafid Alpha Mibes, that the allowance of Hitzilu Hitiru Sofa Mishum Tchilasan applies in the situation of asalas nefashos, and even applies to deraisas. Now the Gemara never invokes the notion of hitiru sofim shim tkilas in the second erevin. Tosa says it applies, and Ramosha, based on his understanding of Tosos, assumes that it would even be matir de arises. Now Ramosha is not the first to make such a suggestion. In the Shuvas Chasim Sofer that we discussed last time, yesterday, Chasim Sofer, Choshe Mishpat Sibin Kup Sadi Dalid, Choshe Mishpat Sibin Kup Sadi Dalid, where he discussed the allowance for a Jewish doctor to travel on Shabbos to treat a non-Jewish patient. So initially, the Chasim Sofer entertains this notion that it would be permissible to return even in violation of an Isser Deraisa on Shabbos because of Hitiru Sofim Shim Tchilas. So in the end, as we'll see, the Chasim Sofer has a counterbalancing consideration in his case, which would tell you that you can't return on Shabbos in violation of an Isser Deraisa. But in principle, the Chasim Sofer seems to present such an approach. And if you look at the Rambam's confusing, because the Rambam seems to say two different things, and you have to figure out how to resolve the Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Beis Halacha Kaf Gimel writes the following: Perek Kaf Beis Halacha Kaf Gimel. Goyim shetzaru al ayaras Yisrael. So you have a non-Jewish army that besieges a Jewish city. So the Rambam discusses when you can be Mechal Shabbos to save the city. And then the Rambam writes, Ukishe Yatsilu Esachayan, once they finish their mission of saving the city, Mutr Lehen Latzer Bekli Zayin Shelehen Limkoman, they're allowed to return to their places with their weapons, B'Shabbos, Kedei Shelo Lehachshilan La'asid Lavo. So that sounds like this notion of Hitiru Tfilas Mishum Sofan, that the reason we allow them returning with their weapons is so that in the future they won't hesitate to undertake such a mission. However, if you look at the Rambam later on, Perek Kaf Zayin Alacha Yud Zayin, he writes the following. Kol Yosin Lahatzel Nefashas Yisrael Miyad Goyim Omin Anar Omin Amapoles Yesh Lam Apayim Amma L'chol Ruach V'malkam Shitzi L'bo, so they're allowed to walk 2,000 Ammas from wherever they end up. V'maisa Yad HaGoyim Tekifa, so Ayim Mefachtim Lishbos V'malkam Shitzi L'bo, but if the Goyim have the upper hand and they're afraid to stay where they ended up on Shabbos, Harei L'chozin B'Shabbos Am Koma Anam Chalizeina, so then they're allowed to return on Shabbos with their weapons. So here it sounds like the only reason they're allowed to return is because they're in a presently dangerous situation. And the Rambam Perek Beis has the notion of Shelo Lachshilan La'asid Lavo. The Tzitz Eliezer, Chelak Yud Aleph, Simen Lamites Oz Zayin. Tzitz Eliezer, Chelak Yud Aleph, Simin Lamites Os Zion quotes the following Yisha for the Rambam from a sefer called Yad Eitan, and Rav Avadya quotes a number of Achronim who say similar things, then it must be that the Iker Rambam is the end of Kav Zion. And the Rambam Perek Beis is a little bit lav dafka, but there's still a doki there because the Rambam does say nimsa machshil and lasilava. So just to know that you have to figure out how to get out of this Rambam. That's where Moshe's big chiddush, that in the case of Hasalas Nefashos, there is an allowance of Yitzir Sabashim Tchilasan, even when it comes to the Raisas, that would allow, under certain circumstances, someone engaged in a life-saving activity to return home on Shabbos, even in violation of the Raisas. The Shlomo Zalman famously disputes this point in the Tshuva Mincha Shlomo Semenches, Mincha Shlomo Semenches. The more famous than the Tshuva itself is the footnote that's printed at the beginning of the Tshuva, in which Rav Shlomo Zalman writes that he asked Rishus from Ramosha to argue on him. I think everyone always quotes that Rav Shlomo Zalman wouldn't argue on Ramosha in print without asking Rishus.
And Moshe was based on, he wanted to say that it was based on that Rambam?
No, it was based primarily on Tosfos and the Rashba. In the Rambam, you have to figure out how to navigate it because there are conflicting indications of the Rambam. But Moshe is based primarily on Tosfos and the Rashba.
Can I just say one more time Moshe's cousin from Tosfos?
That Tosfos says this is a case of Yitzir Sofa Mishim Tchilasan. If Tosfos is saying it's a case of Yitzir Sofa Mishim Tchilasan, so then the reason for the Heterim is not because there's a current Pikuach Nefesh situation. If there's a current Pikuach Nefesh situation, not Yitzir Sofa Mishim Tchilasan, it's that there's Pikuach Nefesh right now. So it must be Tosfos' understanding that the Heter of the Gemara applies even if there's no current Pikuach Nefesh situation. The Pikuach Nefesh danger is over. There's no sakana. And yet, we allow violations, even of daraisas, in order to prevent any mikshel in the future. So, Rav Shlomo Zalman, after asking Rishus, argues on Rav Moshe. Before Rav Shlomo Zalman, there's a tshuva in the Har Tzvi, which was way before Rav Moshe's tshuva, but it says the same thing. Tshuva's Har Tzvi, Orachayim Chelik Bei Simen Yud. Tshuva's Har Tzvi, Orachayim Chelik Beis Simen Yud. Where he was asked about whether someone who traveled a certain distance outside the Tchum in Eretz Yisrael was allowed to drive back on Shabbos after performing his Hatzalah activity. And Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank is Mitzayin and Magen Avram. Magen Avram is Simen Tav Tzadi Zayin Siv Katan Yud Ches. Simen Tav Tzadi Zayin Sif Katan Yudches in Hilchas Yantiv, where the Magen Avraham writes that all the cases of Yitzir Sofa Mishim Tchilasan are all talking about Yisurei Derabbanan. You never have a case of Yitzir Sofa Mishim Tchilasan with an Yisur Deraisa. Right, and the difficulty, Rav Shlomo points out, the difficulty of Ramosha is saying that, so within Tosa says, the reason we didn't quote this case of Itumish Sofim Shiv Kalasan in Beitza is because there's no Tzichusa. But this case is the biggest Kiddush. This case is, you're saying it applies even to Nisr Deraisa. Cases in the Beitza are all Yisurei Derabbanan. So Tosa writes that the Gemara in Beitza didn't include our case because there's no Tzichusa in our case. But according to Moshe, our case is the biggest Tzichusa, because our case is talking about an Isra Deraisa that we'd be Matur Mishom Yitzir Sofa Mishim Tchilasan. So that's what Rav Pesach Frank writes, that he quotes the Magen Avraham, the only cases of Yitzir Sofa Mishim Tchilasan are for Yisurei Derabbanan, and you have no license to add cases of Yitzir Sofa Mishim Tchilasan beyond the cases that the Gemara presents. And Rav Shlomo Zalman adds, what are you worried about? You want to be matir. What's the rationale? That if you don't allow a person to drive back from the hospital on Shabbos, the next time that he's called upon to save someone's life, he's not going to go because you're making it hard on him. So Rav Shlomo Zalman writes, if that's your argument, so then you should be matir, the doctor is about to leave the house on Shabbos to go save someone's life, he should be allowed to turn on the light to find a freshly ironed suit in the closet, because if he's going to go out without a freshly ironed suit, he may not feel as in as good of a mood if he has to wear something wrinkled. So then he should be matir if you have to save someone's life on Yom Kippur. He should be matir eating, because he's not going to have as much strength to go out and save someone's life if he's fasting. And the next time he has a situation on Yom Kippur, he's not going to save someone's life. So you could take it to a certain, at a certain level, says the Shabbos Zalman, if you're going to invoke this argument. Sitz Eliezer, Chelek Kaf Aleph Simen Nuntes, quotes a tshuva of Rav Shlomo Kluger. Same kind of situation. The question was, is someone who left the Tchum Daraisi, he traveled outside of the Tchum of Yud Beis Mil, so is he allowed to return on Shabbos? And we're worried if he's not, we're not going to let him return, then he's not going to go. Meaning, his case was there's a Chol Ashiyesh Bo Sakana, and he had to ask a question of the doctors, and the doctors are more than Yud Beis Mil away. So he wanted to send someone to get the doctor, but if you're not going to let him return on Shabbos, then maybe he's not going to go in the first place. So one of the svaras that Rav Shlomo Kluger quotes, that we don't say that he's allowed to return, is that we're talking about Pikuach Nefesh. Pikuach Nefesh is a mitzvah gedola mode. So we're not going to be choshesh that a person is going to hold back from performing this mitzvah gedola ma'od just because of some personal inconvenience. We're not worried that next time, if you don't let him travel back on Shabbos, next time he's not going to go on the mission. Obviously he's going to go on the mission because it's a mitzvah gedola ma'od, so who would pass up the opportunity to perform a mitzvah gedola ma'od? And anyway, it says you don't see from the Gemara in Erevin any allowance beyond Alpayim Amma Dirabana. Then the Sitzeliezer writes that even though he doesn't believe that there's any hatred to violate a Daraisa to return, but if someone is Samech Ad Ramosha, Yeshlo Ami Lismach. And Rebbe Vadya quotes this, the Tshuva of the Sitzeliezer, and Rebbe Vadya says, the Pchil from the Sitzeliezer, Eilo Ami Lismach. He doesn't think that you can rely on Ramosha at all, even for any and any level. What was the Chasam Sofer that we mentioned before? So the Chasam Sofer, Simen Kuf Sadi Dalet, has the following argument. You'll recall, the Chasam Sofer's allowance for having a Jewish doctor treat a non-Jewish patient on Shabbos is Pikuach Nefesh of a Jew. That if he's not going to be able to treat a non-Jewish patient, then there'll be a pogrom, then they're going to not treat the Jews. There could be a major consequence with fatal repercussions against the Jews if you're not going to treat the non-Jewish patient on Shabbos. So what do you want to say? That the Jew's going to travel on his horse and buggy wherever he goes to treat this non-Jew on Shabbos, and then he's only going to do it if you allow him to come back? No, he's going to do it, because if he doesn't do it, then they're going to kill him. If he doesn't do it, there's going to be a pogrom. So there's no argument, even if theoretically you would have entertained, as the Chasam Sofer does, a theoretical argument of Yitiyah Sof Mishim Tfilasam, that we want to encourage people to perform a Selah Sefashas on Shabbos. In this case, he has all the encouragement you need, without any additional dispensations. If he's not going to go, then the guy might kill him. So under those circumstances, there's nothing to talk about, even if theoretically you could have entertained a violation of Inisa Deraisa because of Yitiyah Sof Mishim Tfilasam, not true in this case. So Rav Schefter says, printed in Bikvei Atzon, Simen Tes Os Tes, that the same thing is true for a doctor who's on call. If his job is to go to the hospital when he's needed, or be in the hospital to save lives, so then what are you going to say? If you don't allow him to return home on Shabbos, he's not going to go next time? That's his job. He doesn't have a choice. He has to be in the hospital if he's on call. So in a situation where it's mutter for a Jewish doctor to be on call on Shabbos, as we discussed last time, So then there wouldn't be any heter, even if you assumed theoretically like Rav Moshe, but there wouldn't be any heter for him to go back on Shabbos to violate an Isser Deraisa, because he has to be there anyway. There's no concern that next time he's not going to go. And Rav Shechter points out that you see the same idea in the Mishnah Berurah in Simen Shin Aleph Sifkat and Yudalit. So the din there in Shulchan Aruch Simen Shin Aleph Sifvav, if a holech lishmor peirosav mutulo lav or b'mayim b'halicha b'lo b'chazar. So if a person is going to watch over his fruit, so he's allowed to walk through water, even though that's ke'ein rechitza, which is an issur d'rabbanan, but he's not really washing himself. So under these circumstances, this is like a dvar mitzvah. So dvar mitzvah, you're allowed to walk through water. So the Shulchan Aruch says you're allowed to walk there through water, but not on the way back. So, as opposed to when you're walking with dvar mitzvah, so then you're allowed to walk back through the water. Shelo tehei machshila lasid lavo. So sifhei is if you're going for a dvar mitzvah, you're allowed to walk through water even all the way back, because he wanted to encourage you to go there to perform a mitzvah next time. If you're walking lishmor peirosav, so then you're only allowed to go through water on the way there, not on the way back. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Why? De'eino dvar mitzvah kokach. And what are you worried about? Shelo tehei machshila lasid lavo. So we don't care if he's not going to save his money next time. So this is his person's going to want to ensure that his money is safe. So in this, if his job is to be in the hospital, so now we're not worried that next time he's not going to go if you don't make things easy, because he has to anyway. So Rabbi, Sam?
No.
Okay, Rabbi Bleich has the following observation, though. Contemporary Halachic Problems, Volume 4. And he points out that this may be true for the person going to save the non-Jew's life in Pressburg, or maybe true for the doctor who's on call. And there's another raya for that from the following. In Hilchos Yontif, Simon Tuft Kuf Kaf Vav Sif Vav, the end of the fifth chalak of the Mishnah Berurah. Simen Tav Kuf Kaf Vav Sif Vav. These are the halachos of a Nes Beyant of Sheni. So we know that in principle, Nes Beyant of Sheni, you could bury them even Ayyidei Yisrael. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Tav Kuf Kaf Vav Sif Vav. So if you're going to have a levaya on the first day of Yontiv, Al Yidei Nachrim, so then you're allowed to accompany the mace within the tchum. And if you have a levaya on the second day of Yontiv, you're allowed to accompany the mace even outside of the tchum. And then, even if you leave the tchum, you're allowed to go back home. Why are you allowed to go back home? Same consideration. Shelo yunich shalom lasid lavo. Then we want to encourage people to attend the levaya. So Rabbi Bleich points out, if you look in the Deir Halacha here, Dibur Masa v'chozon v'kom v'bo v'yom. So Deir Halacha raises the following question. What's the din if you have a salaried chevra kadisha? So do we say that this heter of chosen mekomim bo bayom even applies to a salaried member of the Chevra Kedisha? That's his job. Or do we say no? We're not worried that he's not going to do it next time because that's what he's paid to do. If that's his job, so he's going to have to do his job. Okay, so then he'll quit and he'll hire someone else. But that's what Mishnah Berurah raises, that if someone's salaried, so then maybe we're not worried, or we shouldn't be worried that they're not going to come back next time. So that's the same issue. If you have a doctor whose job it is to be on call, so even what are you worried about? He's not going to come back next time, that's the job. But Rabbi Bleich points out that doesn't apply to a volunteer. If you have someone, who's functioning in a volunteer capacity, so then if someone is a volunteer, then there is a consideration of nimsa ata machshila lasa lava or hitu sofa mishum kilasa. So most poskim in print seem to dispute Rav Moshe's chiddush that you wouldn't be able to be matir nisa deraisa to return on Shabbos. Although both Rabbi Bleich and Rav Asher Weiss, Minchas Asher Chelik Beis Simen Mem, Minchas Asher Chelik Beis Simen Mem, are inclined to entertain accepting Rav Moshe under certain circumstances where there's a real concern, as both of them represent in their respective pieces, that there are instances of people who are reluctant to engage in voluntary activities on Shabbos for selos nefashos if they're going to be stranded and not be able to come home to be with their families. So if you're looking from a communal perspective, they both argue that there may be what to rely on to accept Rav Moshe where you could create difficult situations if you're not going to have ample staffing to serve the needs of Pikuach Nefesh. Now, Rosh Shlomo Zalman does acknowledge Shmir Shabbos, quoted in Shmir Shabbos, Perek Mem Se'if Pei Aleph, that if the person is within the Tchum, so then you should be able to have a non-Jew drive you home. Because for Nisa de Rabbanan, there's much more of an allowance of Hiti Vesalfa Mishim Tchilasan. So for you to drive home yourself, that's highly questionable. That's this machlokas. But to have a Nadja drive you, so there's more of an allowance, and that would be acceptable, even according to those poskim that are machmir on the Raisas. Again, in most situations of Hatzalah ambulances, may depend on the size of the fleet in a given community, but presumably in most situations there would be a need for the ambulance to be back in civilization or in the community should another need for its services arise over Shabbos. I guess in theory, if you have a fleet of 5 ambulances and you never have more than 3 calls over Shabbos, so then that wouldn't be the equation. But based on your historical volume, you probably figure out what the needs are. I haven't done any research myself. I think I heard Rav Schechter say that different communities have different practices as to whether they follow Rav Moshe or Rav Shlomo Zalman about this, but I haven't done the research as to what is done out there in the field. But for a doctor, again, a doctor could be a different cheshbon, as you pointed out. Michael.
Would you agree saying that, let's say there is a need, like let's say that it's like it's Friday night and there's definitely be at least one call, there's only one Hatzalah to truck.
Right.
Would you agree that you could drive back? Or would you say even then you couldn't?
No, so then if there's going to be a likely need that the services will be necessary and there'll be more of a delay in getting the ambulance out on Shabbos from wherever the current location is, then yeah, you'd be able to go back.
And the second question is, how would we deal with, let's say, a woman who gave birth and the father turning back to the family because nobody's, let's say, watching them, or maybe the person watching him, like, you can't expect him to stay the entire Shabbos? Or are we going to address that separately?
We'll address your Leidus issue separately, but for the Raisa, it's very questionable whether there's any grounds to allow that.
So you can't compare it to, like, the case where kids, like, locked in the room and basically were worried.
If there's really no one there, if the kid's alone, so then that would be a sakana sefashis consideration. Avi.
Do we say that if we believe we're going to need the equipment again, can we drive the Hatzalah members back on the way to put the equipment in the park?
You probably need to minimize the Chil Shabbos to what's necessary to have the equipment where it needs to be. Okay. Fine. Then I think we'll stop here, and for next time, we're going to begin Chol She'ein Bo Sakana. So take a look at Tor Beis Yosef and Mechaber Mamish Shavua, beginning with Sif Yud Zayin. And you try to go from there. I'll say to Shulchan Aruch, I'll send you some further Mar Mekomos. Okay, and then next time I have some more Ha'aras to make on previous things as well, so we'll tie up some loose ends. Wednesday at 3.
So not tomorrow.
Not tomorrow.